Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Call into us today for your flu and COVID vaccines at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now next, a doctor who forged a document from the BlackRock Clinic in order to stay at an upmarket boutique hotel in Dublin for essential purposes during the COVID-19 pandemic has been found guilty of professional misconduct. For more on this, I'm joined by freelance journalist Sean McCorrick. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Claire.
So you were following the proceedings yesterday. So what allegations were found to be proven by the Medical Council inquiry against this doctor, Milan Minich?
Yes, well, I suppose this is one of the kind of less ordinary and more unusual cases to come before the Medical Council, which is the professional regulatory body for medical doctors in Ireland. Usually the cases involve, I suppose, problems with the care and treatment of patients. But this was, as you said, about a letter that was forged that purporting to come from the BlackRock Clinic where the doctor Milan Minich worked. And he had used this letter to make a reservation at the Mason Hotel. It's an upmarket boutique hotel in the Dublin Docklands. And the allegations related to his use to forging the letter and then using it to make a reservation at the hotel back in April 2021.
Okay, so...
And at the time, I suppose I should say, at the time, hotels were only open to guests who were deemed essential workers, and anyone looking to stay in hotels had to provide a letter from their employer to state that.
Okay, so then the Medical Council, what explanation did the Medical Council give for the ruling in this case?
Well, the Council's Fitness to Practice Committee and its chairman, Professor Joseph McMenamin, said it was abundantly clear from evidence that was heard from a hearing back in September from a number of witnesses from both the hotel and the BlackRock Clinic that Dr. Minich was the author of the falsified letter and that he would have known its contents when he was submitting it to the hotel were untrue for getting the accommodation at the Mason.
Because at the time, the BlackRock Clinic was using hotels for staff, but there were two other hotels.
Yes, at the time we heard from HR executives at the BlackRock Clinic that there was the need for temporary accommodation for key staff, but they were using the Talbot and what was what they called the Burlington, I think it's the Clayton Hotel these days. But I suppose how Dr. Minich got rumbled was that the hotel receptionist at the Mason, Tom Carl, said they used to go through a verification process for guests who were booking into the hotel. And he was a little bit surprised to get the booking from Dr. Minich, because Dr. Minich had submitted his own, he had his own accommodation and gave an address in Dublin too. And I suppose for anyone who might be aware of the specific geography of the hotel, it's the Mason Hotel is located on the North Wall Quay, on the north side of the River Liffey, where Dr. Minich, his own residence at the time, was in Dublin too, which would be on the south side of the Liffey, which for pretty much every area in Dublin too, I suspect, would have been closer to the BlackRock Clinic rather than the hotel where he was seeking to stay.
Mm-hmm. And the BlackRock Clinic then, what evidence was heard from them on all of this?
Well, they were contacted by the hotel just seeking to verify that they had submitted the letter on behalf of Dr. Minich, and a HR executive, Claire Poole, whose signature seemed to be on the head of no paper from the BlackRock Clinic, said she had not authored such a letter, although the signature did appear to look like his. I suppose you should say as well that we also heard that Dr. Minich had twice before this falsified letter, he'd actually asked the BlackRock Clinic for a letter to stay at a hotel in the previous 7 months, and that he'd been refused because he wasn't deemed an essential worker at the time. I suppose we heard also from the hotel witness that the Dr. Minich had sought a warehouse cozy room for two nights in the hotel and he looked for the highest floor available. I happened to look at the website of the hotel, and I suppose if you saw the panoramic views of the city and looking over the Docklands, you might understand why he would have made such a request.
And was Dr. Minich at this hearing?
He attended a hearing back in April, a remote hearing of the Fitness to Practice inquiry back in April, at which time he was based in Canada, and there was both time difference and Wi-Fi problems, and it was adjourned a number of times. But after July, he didn't engage any more with the process, and then the full hearing went ahead in September in his absence.
And the sanctions that he will face, will we find out about those?
We will eventually. The Fitness Practice Committee will make its recommendation on sanction, and that can range from anything as minor as a censor and admonishment, which is effectively a rap on the knuckles, right up to suspension. The Fitness to Practice Committee will not make its recommendations known, but they will send it forward to the full medical council. And any sanction imposed by the medical council has to be formally ratified by the High Court. And it's at that stage that we would become aware of any sanction.
Sean, thanks very much for bringing us the story this morning. That's Sean McCarrig, freelance journalist. We'll have a flavour of Callan's Kicks next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.